Meditation 31. There is no imperfection in the kingdom of God.
It is time to join the Lord and His devotees. Let me check to see if I am ready. I must come to the Lord having surrendered everything. I am so eager to associate with those devotees. But looking closely at me, they will see that I have not fully controlled my mind and that I am full of doubts. When these great devotees observe such stains, they will exclaim, "You are not ready yet. There is no imperfection in our Lord's kingdom." It's time to join the Lord and His devotees. Let me check to see if I am ready. I must come to the Lord having surrendered everything. I am so eager to associate with those devotees. When they look at me, they will see how selfish I am and how I have not properly shared what I have. They will say, "You poor child, you are so demanding, but have given so little. There is no imperfection in the kingdom of God." It's time to join the Lord and His devotees. Let me check to see if I am ready. I must come to the Lord having surrendered everything. I am so eager to associate with those devotees. But when they see me, they will exclaim, "He is not ready. He is still attached to happiness and distress, arranging things based on his own pleasure, bewildered with the slightest touch of distress. Dear one, you are not ready. There is no imperfection in the kingdom of God." It is time to join the Lord and His devotees. Let me check to see if I am ready. I must come to the Lord having surrendered everything. I am so eager to associate with those devotees. But when they look at me, they will exclaim, "This man too often thinks he is the proprietor and the controller. He is obviously not ready yet. There is no imperfection in the kingdom of God." It's time to join the Lord and His devotees. Let me check to see if I am ready. I must come to the Lord having surrendered everything. When, however, those great devotees look at me, they will exclaim, "This man has many fears, and caught as he is in his conditioned state, even worse. He possesses no love for our Lord. Oh, he is not ready yet. There is no imperfection in the kingdom of God." After checking, I was amazed to see just how far I was from any anticipated association. Feeling utterly dejected, I suddenly heard one of the devotees exclaim, "Although he is so unqualified, he is a special case. He has captured the pity of Lord Nityananda, so that a mentor has been sent to him to help him in the removal of anatta. This mentor is so powerful and exceptionally merciful that it will take only a short time before this soul is able to return to assist us in serving the Lord. Who can understand the good fortune of this soul who has attracted such blessings?" When I heard these words spoken by that servant of my beloved Lord, I exploded with joy knowing that at some point in this lifetime, I will be back home in the spiritual world. I began to appreciate how important and necessary it was to recognize my anarchists and to deal with them immediately. Everything was waiting for me to reach perfection and return home, because there is no imperfection in the kingdom of God.